the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, weekly with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Deb Lonser, the pediatrician, she's with us. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach the show, you may do so at any time at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. First hour of 2 hours coming up in this hour. By the way, anybody listening on the East Coast getting ready for Hurricane Sandy, good luck. It is something that they say has never been witnessed, experienced in modern weather record keeping. Monster storm that could be awful along the East Coast. So hopefully nobody has any travel plans for the East Coast. Does anybody have any travel plans for the East Coast?
I don't.
Well, there's coming back from San Francisco to Cleveland constitute travel plans for the East Coast.
I think you're out of the... I think you're out of the range of devastation. This is, from all indications, New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, Boston. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. Wow, if it happens the way they expect it to happen.
So why is it so bad, Joe? You do weather on the morning show.
Well, it's a combination. It's a hybrid storm that's being locked up with another low pressure system that is near Buffalo right now, and those two are going to be hooking up. Typically, if you didn't have this low-pressure system racing, you know, west to east, as typically systems do, you would have the storm pretty much go out to sea. But it's going to take this hurricane and a left hook once it gets near New York City, turn left inland, and it's going to combine with this low-pressure system, which is very strong.
Low-pressure system coming from Buffalo is bringing the hurricane storm into the left to give New York City a left hook, essentially.
Yeah, it's the low-pressure system, and it's the jet stream. The jet stream is like a U. It's like a U. It's coming from Minnesota and dipping down into Georgia and then dipping back up again into the northeast. So it looks like the letter U. And those three factors are going to, they say this could be stronger than that the perfect storm. If you remember, did you see the movie, The Perfect Storm? And the difference between this storm and the perfect storm was the perfect storm never came inland.
Wow.
It stayed out to sea. This is coming inland, and it's stronger than that storm in 1991. So
now you're in Syracuse. Are you worried about getting anything?
Well, once it reaches us, it's still going to be windy. We're going to get rain. 3 to 6 inches of rain in higher elevations, wind gusts of 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour in higher elevations. It all depends where it lands. If it lands in New York, and some expect it to land directly over New York City, which could totally devastate the city, flood the subway system, just shut the city down. This has never happened in recorded weather history before. So,
wow, I had no idea.
So it all depends where it lands.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be bad for somebody, no matter where it lands. If it goes further north, plus in the mountains of Pennsylvania and West Virginia, 2 feet of snow.
Was there any chance? Well, that's what we'll get in Cleveland.
Well, I don't think you'll get no.
Is there any chance it'll just go out to sea?
No. No, it won't, because of where this system now in Buffalo is and the jet stream. So, it could. Anything can happen with weather. But
it's all Buffalo's fault.
Well, it's just a system that you probably had come through Cleveland. You know, it's one of these fronts that is coming through. A cold front, and there's cold weather behind it, too.
So we did have a cold front.
Yeah, so that's the cold front that's moving through that's going to suck this hurricane back into the northeast. So it's going to be, anyway, for those who are in that area, good luck with that. All right, coming up at 30.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a good reason to listen to Radio MD because we had some really great medical stories this week.
Right, exactly. Here's our guest at 34 past the hour, Dr. Michael Turman. He's an expert in chronotherapy. A little bit about the topic we'll talk about at 34 past the hour, Mike.
Well, chronotherapy is how do you reset your clock so you don't have a problem if you have to do shift work? How do you reset your clock? That is, how do you do it so that if you fly 6 hours or 3 hours across into three different time zones or six different time zones or even 12 different time zones, how should you reset your clock so that you can function really well? And he uses light therapy and some mini doses, and really mini doses, of melatonin. But he also uses a lot of light therapy and changes the wavelength both on what you see through and on the light that emits things in your grasp. So we'll talk to him about that. It's really very, this is, he wrote it as a very interesting book because it has some wonderful stories, but in addition, it's great science. So he's got both things in the book.
All right, Dr. Michael Turman, chronotherapy, resetting your inner clock to boost mood, alertness, and quality sleep. 34 past the hour. We end the hour with a real age tip of the week. Do you have one planned here for the first hour?
We do. And it's actually a favorite. It's spices that reduce triglycerides. Spices, triglycerides are one of those factors that you want to have under the level of 100 for normal heart health. Those triglycerides are important for heart health. They're important for your liver's health. They're important for preventing plaque in your arteries. And we've got a secret couple of spices that really knock your triglycerides down, which means keep you being more vigorous.
All right, the Real Age Tip of the Week coming up in the first hour. Halloween is coming up on Wednesday. Let's spend a couple of minutes before the break talking about how to make it a safe and a healthy Halloween. Or do we say, hell with it, it's only one day out of the year.
Excuse me.
Dr. Deb has a series of healthy Halloween treats that are wonderful and that she can talk to us about.
You know, Halloween is one of those interesting holidays that has morphed into sort of a binging on the most unhealthy chocolate and the stuff that you can get. The worst candy bar out there actually is a Twix bar. I didn't realize that, but that has almost 300 calories just in the one candy bar, so it's probably not a good thing for your kids to be eating. The favorite is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but you can give out it depends on whether you want the kids to come back next year. You can give out crayons, you can give out coloring books, you can give out pumpkin seeds, you can give out walnuts and almonds and that sort of stuff. You can, you know, if you make stuff at home, the problem is that everybody thinks that you're trying to harm their kids and they won't let their kids eat it. And so, you know, it might be becoming time to get away from giving away food for Halloween and giving away something that is cheap but useful and little.
That is more difficult than overturning Roe versus Wade. Deb.
You bet.
Come on, I mean,
you bet.
There's no way you're going to be able to change the mindset of what giving away candy in Halloween.
We used to get apples. You know, we used to get all kinds of stuff. And yeah, it wasn't the house that we always wanted to go back to, but at least we got a variety of things. So I'd have a couple peanut butter cups, and I'd have some apples, and I'd have some cookies somebody baked, and a whole variety of things. And now it's just wads of candy. So if you're going to give out candy, which everybody's probably going to give out the fun size ones that are individually wrapped. Things like candy corn.
And you can give out dark chocolate.
Give out dark
and
chocolate.
And you can give out popcorn.
Or milk. A woman told me yesterday that she was giving out chocolate milk and the kids love it.
All right, we need to get a break in. We'll get a break in.
Yeah,
we need a break in. Hold on. We'll be back. Talk more about this and some of the other top medical news stories of the week. Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royson. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and youbeauty.com, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up at 34 past the hour, better sleep through chronotherapy. That's coming up with our guest at 34 past the hour. Top medical news stories of the week and your questions and Dr. Mike and Dr. Deb's answers at udocs@gmail.com. If anybody was laboring under the delusion that the five-second rule had any basis in scientific fact, germs, they found out, latch onto food a lot faster than that. They drop baby carrots on floors, countertops, sinks, and found that germs routinely beat the five-second clock. Maybe more surprising, countertops actually appeared to be the most germ-infected surface.
Wow. Beating so out crawling from your hand onto a countertop, worse than falling on the floor.
Yeah, beating out carpeted and tile floors.
What that means really is that you should wash your countertop with a Clorox-infested paper towel. That is, put some Clorox in the paper towel, use a glove on your hand, or wash your hand off, or protect your hand in some way, but wash your countertop off frequently. That's the same thing. And remember to take those, if you have a plastic cutting board, put it in, or even a wooden one, put them in the dishwasher with high enough temperatures for a long enough period of time to keep them clean.
If this at all discourages people from eating off the floor, 70% of adults admit to abiding by the five-second rule, saying it's okay.
I do. You know, if I can see dirt on it, I won't eat it. But aside from that, I'd have to think about it.
Well, everybody knows dropping food on the floor.
Well, you can wash it off too, you know, guys.
Yeah, right.
Oh wait, we do indoor plumbing, don't we?
after we pick it up off the floor, wash it off, give it a good solid wash, especially if it's a piece of fruit or a veggie. You can wash it off, it's probably just as clean then as it was when it started.
Yeah,
so
but
has anyone looked at that, Joe?
I don't know, but I think everybody knows dropping food on the floor is the real reason why you buy a dog, right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay. Health checkups, Dr. Mike. Are health checkups necessary? What do you know?
Well, this is a study or a series of studies that they analyzed, and the main thing they found was that people didn't change their behavior after it. Even if they were told they were at risk of X, Y, or Z, or if they had a high blood pressure, the thing they do get is if they're due for their immunizations, they do get them. If they're at risk, now, I find that amazing, but it's consistent with the data. I'm not criticizing the study, because when I see patients and they have a problem, we really do get a lot of changes happening. That is, the patient will change their behavior, but we really lean on them quite a bit. So I think it, what they came out with in the study is if you're not going to change your behavior, no matter what the result is, don't bother with the health checkup.
From my perspective, most of the people that I know go for a checkup because they want to find out, honestly, that they don't have cancer or something terrible. And when they walk away and they find out that they only have high blood pressure, or they're only overweight, or they only have high cholesterol, they think, okay, you know, I have something that's not so serious.
I'm in pretty good shape.
And then that makes that gives them actually a false sense of security. You're absolutely right. And they can become even less motivated to do something about it, because now they're not as scared that there's something terrible going on inside of them. So it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, as you know, we work on a 5 to 10 item plan for each person we see. So we give them a 5 to 10 item plan, and then, as you know, I have the Enforcer coaching system, so we email them often, hopefully every day, to try and get them to stay healthy. And I know some of the people who are listening to the program right now, such as Muriel, who's lost 40 pounds and gotten her cholesterol normal, et cetera. I'm not telling tales out of school, but she'd be proud of it. Is someone who didn't change for a long time, and then we did get her motivated. So it is a matter of, as they say in this article, it's also a matter of if the physicians do spend time and get the patients motivated, they will be able to change.
All right, so what happens if somebody gets a checkup, they get the news about the high blood pressure or the cholesterol, and as you said, Deb, people say, or Dr. Mike, you said, people don't do anything about it, don't make the necessary changes. Where does the role of the doctor come in? I think you mentioned motivation. Can the doctor lean on people a little more forcefully or can't you do that?
That's exactly right. The doc has to smack down some patients every now and then.
Right.
Meaning you have to be relatively tough on them.
Yeah, I mean, lay the law down, right? I mean, to a certain extent, as far as you can.
Well, you want to encourage them, you want to nudge them. But remember, if you look at there was a great study last week we didn't cover, but it was on patients who had gotten atrial fibrillation, a very serious risk factor for stroke, and they started on warfarin. That is a Coumadin or a blood thinner that decreases the stroke rate by about 90%. So this is really something that's demonstrated efficacy in a risk condition. 10% of the patients didn't fill the prescription. 30% stopped it within 6 months. 60% stopped it within 2 years, which to me is unfathomable. What that means to me is, either the patient doesn't care if they get a stroke. I can't believe that. I think the problem is that the doc didn't lean on them hard enough, didn't talk to them, didn't clarify it so that they understood why this was so important. And so that's one of the things we have to do as physicians. We have to do better is teach patients why what we're doing is so important.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's the right thing to do. Deb, for you, the no sprays and eye drops. You have a story on this in the 2 minutes we have before the break. No spray and eye drops.
Yeah, so no sprays like Afrin, eye drops like Nafcon, the kinds of things that you use for allergies or colds, the kind of thing I probably should have used before I got on the radio. But these are safe medications when used topically in adults, and they tend to shrink down blood vessels and they make us feel better. But if kids grab the bottle and take a couple drops and put it in their mouth instead, they've had kids that have had blood pressure problems. They've had heart rhythm problems. They've gone into comas, all sorts of serious stuff. And there haven't been a lot of cases of them. But the key here is it's an over-the-counter medication that has absolutely no child-proofing of the cap. So if you're going to use one of these over-the-counter cold or allergy drops for your eyes or nose, put it in the medicine cabinet way up high where kids can't get it. Put it where you keep your bleach or your other poison. Put it somewhere where kids are not going to be able to get at it and drink it because it's got some potential dangers for them that we might not think about.
What are those?
Joe, as long as we're talking about drinking things, we ought to tell people that when we come back in the second hour, the first story we should talk about is energy drinks.
Yeah.
And caffeinated water, tea, and coffee, and why coffee, tea, or even caffeinated water are much better than energy drinks, much safer in the long run for you, and we want to inform people about that.
Right. The FDA is investigating five people may have died after drinking Monster energy drinks, those kind of things, Monster Rehab, Monster Assault, Monster Heavy Metal, those kind of things. And
I want to tell people there's much more risk than just the coffee, than
right.
the caffeine in them. The caffeine
right.
is tough enough, but there's much more risk than the caffeine. Long term, I'll bet they've caused many more problems than that.
All right, I have that written down. We'll tackle that beginning of the first hour. We have much to do coming up in this hour. Chronotherapy. How much do you know about chronotherapy? You'll find out as it relates to your sleep. Coming up with our guest next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb Lonser and Dr. Mike Roizen.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at radiomd.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Time for our guest segment. Dr. Michael Turman is the director for the Center for Light Treatment and Biological Rhythms, Columbia University Medical Center. His book is called Chronotherapy, Resetting Your Inner Clock to Boost Mood, Alertness, and Quality Sleep. It's published by Avery Books. Dr. Turman, welcome to the show. Let me get my question in. I'm a morning radio host. My show starts at 5 a.m. I get up at 1 a.m. So I must operate on a zombie body clock you talk about. Why are you laughing at that? That's not easy. It's not funny, yeah, Doc. It's not
laugh,
funny.
Who's laughed, you know?
No, the situation is really difficult, and there's no absolute solution for it either. Basically, it's inhumane. The problem is that at these hours of the night, our body clock is telling us to be asleep. And if you're forcing yourself to be awake at that hour, you are conflicting with your physiology unless you do some radical things. That is, to shift your clock out of its nighttime mode. And that's very difficult to do, primarily because you may be doing this on weekdays, but on weekends you want to sleep normally.
Right.
And the clock wants to keep a steady beat. So that's why it's inhumane.
No, you're right on the money. So it's a difficult thing, but it's a job, and I'm working, which I'm thankful for. Here's Dr. Mike.
Right.
Well, Michael, we're talking to Michael Thurman, who's the author of a really nice book, Chronotherapy. I say it's really nice because it's fun reading and it's packed with information. So Joe's story is more interesting probably than the shift worker, but one of our nurses learned that you were going to be on and wrote this. I work 3 12-hour shifts a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 days of the week. Obviously, I have to get up early those days, and I go to sleep relatively later. That's for 2 months. The next 2 months, I work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., 3 days a week. How do I normalize my schedule?
Yes. This is the classical flex shift problem. And indeed, I've spent time with nurses who are on this schedule. Normally they don't last in this job past the age of 35. It's that stressful. So how are you going to normalize your sleep pattern if you got to be awake at night 1 week and vice versa the next week? The physiology is not built for that. You can play some tricks to keep yourself alert at night, for example, caffeine, but your body clock is still going to tell you it's time for sleep. And in the hospital environment, that's a formula for medication errors and lapses of that kind. So,
well, you said something about, now as I read the book, you said something about changing both the lights at home, maybe on your car and driving home, and changing the lights in the hospital, as well as using what we call small-dose melatonin therapy or mini-dose melatonin therapy. So let's go on. Let's talk first about changing the light. Is there anything she should do coming home at 7 a.m. in the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift?
There's nothing worse than leaving the night shift and facing the rising sun. It feels like hell. And one of the reasons for that is that it's inputting your inner clock, and it's giving them a signal that's conflicting with what you want to achieve. You want to be readying yourself for sleep and not activating yourself with the light outdoors. So one trick we've learned is to wear goggles or glasses that are blue blockers that let you see perfectly well, but they subtract the blue out of what you're seeing, and that cuts off the bad signal to the inner clock. And that
will how do you get the blue blockers?
The blue blockers are widely available. I suggest reading about them first on our nonprofit website, cet.org. You should educate yourself about how to use them, because if you use them at the wrong time of day, they can be counterproductive. You have to use them at the right time of day for the rhythm that you're trying to establish.
Now, we did use some of your research when we helped Delos Living and the MGM Grand create a different environment in Las Vegas, which, in fact, does blue block, has only essentially red wavelengths in the bathrooms. So if you get up at night...
You can do a little bit better than that. It need not be red. The circadian cycle, the circadian timing system, responds to about the lower half of the visible light energy that we can perceive. And so you can retain the entire upper half, which includes some green, some yellow, some orange, and, of course, the red. And when you do that, you maximize visual acuity. Paradoxically, visual acuity actually increases when you block the blue wavelengths. It's a fascinating phenomenon. People who are slowly growing cataract, for example, when they block the blue wavelengths, they see far better, to the point where you can even postpone surgery.
Now, so let's go back to our nurse's case. So one of the things is to wear the blue, and the shift that if you will, the variability in shifts, meaning that from month to month it changes, but for 2 months it's the same, except it's only the same for 3 days of the week. That seems like the most inhumane of the ways we do it.
Yes, and I think the way to ameliorate this is to do what we now call bright light therapy in the evening right before your shift. You can do this at home right before you leave. And what that does is it tells the inner clock to move later so that your physiological night moves later and you stay alert for more of the night. Then, if you wear the blue blockers in the morning, the fatigue can build up, the sleepiness can build up after you leave work, and you'll get a modicum of higher quality sleep that after the shift. On your days off, under these conditions, you're going to bop back right to your normal nighttime sleeping pattern. But it's sort of, I call it a Henry Kissinger effect. You know, he was jetting from one capital to the next every other day. And pushing the clock back and forth like that really is not a long-term health solution. And I would add, for anyone who is vulnerable to depression, to clinical depression, this can trigger quick changes and bad changes in emotional state. So a person who is clinically depressed should not get into this shift work situation.
Let's get a break and be back.
I want to talk to you actually about bright lights and one of the ways I think Syracuse and even Cleveland has solved it. We'll come right back. Joe?
This is the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen and our guest for this segment, Dr. Michael Terman. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it
serious. Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week coming up in about 6 minutes. Dr. Michael Turman is the director for the Center for Light Treatment and Biological Rhythms at Columbia University Medical Center and the author of Chronotherapy, Resetting Your Inner Clock to Boost Mood, Alertness, and Quality Sleep. It's published by Avery Books. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen again. Dr. Mike.
So, Dr. Turman, we have our nurse who asked the question about her 2 months of 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shifts and 2 months of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shifts. She's an ICU nurse, and so what she does, she says, is she does do bright lights before she goes to work, and she tries, and since she lives in Cleveland, can get most days without bright sun when she's going home. But the thing she says she has most problems with is she has eaten a meal before she comes to work. When she gets home, she feels like eating another big meal, and that's one of the major problems she has. Is that, and what can she do about that?
Yeah, here we have to talk about a new concept, and that is the clock in the liver. Our digestive function is not so much governed by the inner clock in the brain, but a timing system that is contained in liver tissue. And that clock is sensitive to when you eat and what you eat. So to maintain health and vibrancy, you want the liver clock to be in synchrony with the clock in your brain, the circadian clock. And the eating in the morning right before you go to sleep is understandable, but the downside is that it is reducing the restorative power of the sleep you get. Your digestive system is crunching away while you're sleeping, which is not how we're designed to be. So how do you get out of that trap? You know, normally the first sleep after a shift worker comes home is quite short. And probably it's worth the delay to get that initial sleep and then get used to having a breakfast upon awakening. Most shift workers will then take a second sleep in the afternoon before work. So the other option is to eat some complex carbohydrates, even on the way home. That's going to facilitate getting sleepy for the morning sleep. Certainly don't eat a heavy meal or a protein-loaded meal before you're anticipating an unusual sleep episode. It'll directly conflict with that.
Now, I'll tell you, in Syracuse and in Cleveland, we found a way to say, one of the things you did tell us was if you have depression, to make sure you get bright lights and to avoid shift work if at all possible, and because it can bring it out. One of the things that we found was really good for bright lights was going to the Carrier Dome in Syracuse or the Q in Cleveland. The lights for basketball games seem to be especially rich in blue, and I don't know whether that's true or not because we didn't measure it, but they seem to be the most antidepressive lights you can have.
Well, you know, we need a certain amount of blue to get the full effect on shifting your rhythm, but we don't need to have it more than you receive in normal lighting. And in fact, excessive blue causes eye strain and headache and jitteriness if you're under it for a long period of time. So,
what's a long period of time?
Oh, if you're, for example, sitting in the office under such light for 2 hours, that's excessive. Normal lighting will contain enough blue to do the job, we don't want to overemphasize that because it really doesn't make a difference to hype up the blue.
Gotcha. Is there any solution for Joe now? As he's getting older and doing the radio show, is there any solution for him, or is he just going to have to?
I could retire. I could retire.
Is that the only solution?
When you do sleep, Joe, you want to sleep in an absolutely darkened bedroom. You don't want to let even the tiniest amount of light impinge on your sleep. And you're not going to be able to shift your rhythm twice a week for weekends. So if weekends with your family are your goal, then what you really have to do is cope. And I think that light therapy, even in the evening, if you are waking up at 1 a.m. for work,
right,
will help. Because it will push your clock later, and then you'll be ready to sleep when it's over with.
I'll try that. Thank you. Dr. Mike Royce.
And we're going to do our Real Age Tip of the Week. We've been talking to Michael Terman, T-E-R-M-A-N, author of Chronotherapy. The website is www.cet.org, cet.org. Wonderful website. Learn about blue glasses there, or blue ways to protect yourself from blue light with blue filter glasses. We'll be right back with the tip of the week.
Let's do it right now, Dr. Mike Roizens. Tip of the week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And this one is spices that curb triglycerides. There are a lot of ways to spice up your life, not only in the kitchen, but in the bedroom, too. We favor most of them. Why? Because what spices up your taste buds is often so good for your heart that the benefits translate to your love life, too. That's right, it's all arterial blood supply. Here's the latest. Many spices can zap the effects of dangerous fats. Yep, adding two tablespoons of zesty seasonings like rosemary, oregano, cinnamon, turmeric, black pepper, cloves, garlic powder, and paprika. They all are good. So a high-fat meal cuts its risky triglycerides, right? It cuts the bad fats that linger in fat cells by a welcome 30%. What we want you to do is get triglyceride levels below 100 milligrams per deciliter, because above that, your risk for heart disease increases. Same spices also help you keep your blood sugar steady. The Real Age benefit for getting the right amount of spices, about 2 years younger.
Hour number two, You the Owner's Manual Radio Show coming up. Stay with us. Don't go away.